It's an afternoon of open mic performances at the Creative Arts High School in St. Paul, an alternative school that has been part of the St. Paul Public School District for over a decade. From spoken word to guitar and singing, students get up one by one to display their talents. Many admit their nervousness, and this is met by enthusiastic cheers and positive encouragement by the audience. The crowd listens attentively as Monica, a junior, plays the accordion. Like many of the students here, she is self-taught.
So I kind of just started to pick it up on my own, and then I took lessons for a very short while from a woman named Dee Langley. And that was awesome, but then I quit that too, so now I'm just learning on my own again.
As with many of the students here who transferred in, Monica cites how her previous school placed a focus on standardized testing, and the subject matter taught had to adhere to these tests.
You're basically, like, supposed to be learning specific things, and they won't really, like, expand on it much. You just learn what you have to get a good grade on the test.
The tests are still compulsory here, and they have their importance, says program coordinator Becky McGammon. But she says that the small size of the Creative Arts High School allows students more wiggle room to pursue what interests them, while at the same time working on increasing math and reading skills.
The way we can look at the data is much different than maybe a big high school that has the kids from beginning to end, and so they can be really purposeful about their plan. And so for us, our larger big picture goal is for our students to be earning 100% of their credits, and then within that to try to, in our classes, make sure that we're looking for incremental 10% sort of increases in reading and math scores. But it's not a piece of our culture to bring that up all the time, you know, because I think a lot of our students are coming to us from fractured situations, whether it was an educational system that was broken for them or a home life that's broken, and so it doesn't seem to be a part of how we do things to talk about it. We have expectations about academic rigor, but we don't align those with the tests, at least not in the way we talk to our kids, I don't think.
Jessica, a senior, has been here since April of 2009. She says her previous high school in Woodbury wasn't suitable for her learning style. She learned about the Creative Arts High School at a convention at the River Center. Upon enrolling, her enthusiasm escalated.
At my old school, I was slacking so bad. And at this year, like at this school, I have gotten so much better academically, and I'm actually wanting to do the homework that comes along with it.
The school currently has 100 students, allowing for smaller classes. Elliot, another student, says that this is one of the many perks of learning here.
My little brother's dad, Oscar, he went here the first year that Creative Arts was open, and he said it really changed his life, and he thought that I would like it. So I started going here. All the teachers are really supportive, and they try to focus on just, like, more one-on-one stuff rather than, like, trying to teach the whole class.
All of the students I speak with cite a closer relationship with their teachers here. The one-on-one connection between teachers and students gives the teachers insight into the different learning style of students. Jessica explains that for a science project, the students are given the option of either writing a standard paper, giving a PowerPoint presentation, or creating a work of art demonstrating what they learned, giving a nod to visual learning.
In my past schools, they didn't really smile upon doing a piece of artwork instead of a paper because, you know, they were all raised on that standard. You know, you should write a paper about this. It reflects what you learn. I would like to be able to express what I've learned in something that I enjoyed learning about through art.
This is Dan Greenwood for KFAI.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.